Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show. All we do around here is we talk about food, restaurants, cooking, wine, cocktails, popcorn.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah,
I was listening to the news.
Huh?
I was listening to the news, and I've decided that even Aaron Rodgers isn't going to make me watch an episode of Game of Thrones. Is that blasphemy?
I don't know. You lost me because, you know, I hardly ever watch television.
He's a football player.
He's a football player?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he gets his...
Well, I mean, you knew who the Shaq was. Let's not push it.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't push the Shaq, whoever that is.
Okay. 260-6368, if you would like to wade into this.
Wait, there was something I wrote a little note to myself in the last hour, and I'm going to play it towards you and tell me. We got to thinking about lamb and bacon. Now, this was a buffet yesterday.
At the Lake House.
At the Lake House in Mandeville. There are a lot of other restaurants that have... also have these put
I don't think there are a lot of buffets out there.
Not as many as there used to be, but
there's
enough.
But on big holidays, a few of them do,
yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I made two notes to myself. One of them is lamb, and the other one was bacon.
Am I supposed to help you figure out what that means?
I don't think there is any meaning to it, but what brought it to mind is if you're eating lamb... it's unlikely that you're going to be doing it in a restaurant. That's not something I see.
Lamb?
Lamb in a restaurant.
Tom, you had lamb three times last week. I was thinking, man,
no,
what's with a lamb?
We kept going.
You went to Shia. Then you had lamb. You had lamb twice at Shia. You had it ground in the hummus, or hummus, as they like to say.
Do they really say it? Hummus?
No, hummus.
Hummus. Okay.
Yeah. I think if you go to Israel and you don't say hummus, they'll probably deport you.
Well, every place in the world has that problem.
It's really, really big there.
Yeah.
And it's on my list, just so you know.
Well, anyway, so here's lamb, and then we're talking about bacon. And bacon is one of those things that it has a universal, nobody can resist it kind of reputation. I mean, you put 20 slices of bacon out, 20 people will eat them up.
Or I will eat them all if I get there first. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about, you know, variations on that theme. Like at the buffet yesterday, they had these enormous slices of bacon ready to go.
Salty, smoky,
yeah.
Perfection. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I keep thinking, what about the other stuff on the menu? And what a bacon? Why bacon on lamb? I don't know. That doesn't.
It wasn't on lamb.
Well, you're right.
It wasn't on lamb.
It was in the same buffet.
Well, yeah, but
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Enough.
Let's go to Jerry. I'm going to save
Jerry,
you here,
okay.
Tom.
Right.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerry, save me.
Oh, yeah.
Save
oh,
me.
Oh yeah,
for
I'm doing
one.
Today.
We're doing great. How about you?
Doing fine. In Georgia, I was dinner at the Stardust the other night. That was like off the chart.
Isn't that great? Every time.
Oh, Jerry. Hey, Jerry. I just realized what Jerry Marianne, you are. Hello? Yes.
Yeah, I'm the guy that sends emails.
Yes.
Listen, my son took my wife out for Mother's Day, actually, Saturday night. We went to a place on Magazine called Avo. Man, it was really
Avo.
Yeah, A-V-O.
Yeah, did you like it?
It goes back around, I want to say, 3 or 4 years at the most. And, it's an interesting place. They make a big fuss over the fact that they are plugged into a Sicilian style of eating, but they go even farther behind that because the family that owns that was also for generations, not just years or months or anything, of the St. Roch Market. That was the company that
the old one, not the hip one.
The old one, not the one. Yeah, and. And they make a big fuss over it. It's an interesting-looking restaurant, especially if you can catch it before it gets either cold or really, really hot, because there's a courtyard right next door to the main dining room, and I'm sure that you would love it.
I do love it.
Marianne. Marianne loves al fresco.
Well, it's not really al fresco anymore. They closed it in. Isn't it great, Jerry? Isn't it great?
I
love it.
When did they do that? They changed
it. When Avo came in, that's what was there.
Oh, no. They.
When Martinique was there, it was actually a courtyard, and then Avo came in, and they closed it all in.
Yeah, but they made it all the more emphasis.
Well, I don't know. Do the walls come up? Because maybe they do. I know it's around. I know it's enclosed.
The windows, they kind of roll up. They roll up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, like a garage door or something. Yeah. Okay.
Well, to make a long story short, it is a good place to go. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said I was thinking about you. I got the pork chop, and the pork chop plate came with this giant, huge, delicious tender pork chop.
Oh.
Nice chunk of pork belly, a nice piece of pork belly, and crackers, in-house crackers.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah, it's really, really good.
That's my kind of
food. The server there, who I don't know if she's still there, but she has the distinction of playing along with Tom's absurdity better than anyone else ever has. Tom has this weird little shtick where when the waitress or waiter comes up and says, is there anything else I can get you? He'll say, I'd like a pet bunny. And so the server usually, depending on their weirdness level, intelligence level, or hearing, I don't know, can sometimes stand there and, you know, it's dead silence, like, what do I do with this? But she actually went in the back and made up, with a dish towel, made a bunny like they do on cruise ships and brought it out. And I thought, you know what? You just doubled your tip.
How could you not?
Yeah.
But that was one of those things where waiters have a chance to really distinguish themselves just by doing some silly little thing usually. And I always like it when that happens. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm wondering if in the deep recesses of a restaurant if when you show up, if the waiters are flipping a coin to see who doesn't get you.
Oh, that's not nice. That's
just plain not nice.
It's delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
So that's all. I just want to make my report and look forward to you guys next Eat Club. And anybody out there listening, don't miss it.
Yeah, we got to do another one. Pascal's Manali. That's you.
Everybody wants to go.
That's you.
We've done one over the years there, and I'd like to do it.
Bob DeFelice, I'm begging now. We need to do one at Pascal's Manali. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on. Bye, Jerry. Thank you.
There he goes. Michael, thank you for joining us here on the Food Show. Come on in.
Good afternoon, Tom. And it's my lucky day to be able to call in when your lovely bride is there with you.
Oh, we've got a theme song for you. Hey, Doug, can you pull out that, you know that?
Thank you, Michael. I don't know where he's going. I'm afraid.
Don't go away.
Well, we'll see.
Doug, you know that little piece of music I do at around maybe October, thereabouts? You know the one I'm talking about? Is he trying to avoid it? I could understand.
He's
that.
Probably making you a pet bunny.
Maybe he is. Oh, well, we'll find out.
It's Goodbye Columbus. Hello,
Goodbye
Columbus. Go ahead, Michael. Save us from ourselves.
Well, Tom, I called you a couple of weeks before your train excursion over in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And I had asked you about the book that Marcel Bienvenu had contributed to back in the 70s, that Time Life series.
Yes.
And I told you I thought I would be able to get a copy of it, and lo and behold, I did. Thriftbooks.com. And again, not only did I find the hardcover book, but it has an accompanying recipe book, which is a spiral-bound book that has a similar cover. And I tell you, it is really a treasured resource, and it's interesting that it's published in 1971. And they do a lot of profiles on restaurants, and of course, old New Orleans restaurants, Brennan's, Galatoire's, Antoine's, the Caribbean Room, and such as that. And then, as an additional, you know, they must buy these books from individuals. I don't know where they get them from. The recipe book, I open it up, and there's a little pamphlet from Corrine Dunbar's.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you should tell me that, because just a week ago, somebody sent me one of those.
Yeah, it's a little small pamphlet. It has the menu on the back.
Tell you what they're going to serve you tonight, because if you don't eat what they serve you tonight, you're not going to eat nothing.
That's the way it was.
Yeah.
But I wanted to follow up with you and let you know that I did locate that book, and thank you for mentioning it. And I think Marcelle Bienvenue is a treasure herself.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
To be able to see
just
early work from her, it's a great, great book. So
it,
I encourage
really
anybody
is.
that
she's a great writer.
You can find it. You can
They're
find
very
it,
difficult
so.
To get. One thing I learned from the one, I do have a copy of it, is that I detected when that restaurant was still in one piece anyway. And that's because Marcel, who was at the time working for the Brennans already, she had been doing quite a bit from them, but she was working on some other projects too, all at the same time, it seemed like. And he, the people who signed in on this, they knew that it had to be a New Orleans event, because they dig these things up, and there's a photograph of all of the Brennans sitting on a picnic. What do you call the thing when you put like a big
canopy
on the floor? You know, it's
picnic blanket.
A picnic blanket. There's a photograph of a lot of the Brennans in the picnic.
Okay.
And wait, I'm sorry. I know this is getting boring now.
But
what got my attention was that I looked at the photograph of the Brennans in command here, and said, "Well, there's Dick, there's Jack, there's Ella, there's," and so, wow, to get into that photograph, you had to be a member of the old side of the Brennan family. You could really tell the split right there.
Oh. And Marcel was there?
Marcel was not. Oh. She was in there in spirit, but she was more working than.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank
All
you,
right.
Tom, Marianne, and I'm going to just, I'll stay listening for that theme song. I look forward to hearing
it. Oh, good, yeah. Did we find it?
Bye, Michael. Thank Bye-bye. You. 260-6368, 260-MENU. Why don't you sing it to me, Tom? I know you love singing.
I'm just hoping we get a little music. Mm-hmm. I'm a ham. What
there you go.
Is this it? That ain't it. That's...
Doug.
That ain't it.
Doug. You blaspheme, Doug.
No.
How dare you corrupt poor Goodbye Columbus, Tom's theme song for oh so many years with that. Here we go.
Got to say hello, it's a lucky day. Kiss the moon and bye. It's a lucky day, 'cause I found you. Gonna build a new world around you. Touch the sun and run, it's a lucky day. That ought to be enough.
You did it.
Is anybody still here?
Thank you. Well, see, that song's good. That's a fun song.
Oh, it's a wonderful song. Yeah. The movie's a hell
why
of a good movie,
Why did you
dump too.
That song? Because I don't...
It?
Yeah, why did you dump that song from your theme song? That was your theme song for how long?
I don't remember why. I bring it back every now and then. Yeah. Now, for a while we did.
Doug said it wasn't old enough.
We hit our...
That's probably true, Doug.
We hit our style when we moved over to the Holiday for Strings. Do you know
think
Holiday
so?
For Strings?
I prefer, we all know what Holiday for Strings is, but I think I like Goodbye Columbus better. Somebody call, please.
Boy, we're wasting some
usually,
time today.
I don't usually beg, but I'm begging now. 260-6368 and save us from Tom's whistling. We are talking about, gosh, we're skipping all over the place.
Well, why not? You know, this is the advantage we have for this radio station.
Oh, wait, we have to take
a
break.
We can do anything we want.
Yeah.
We will come back with more of The Food Show after first please this. Welcome back. You are listening to The Food Show. It's nice to be here with you talking about eating, restaurants, cooking, wine, and all those things. And joining us today is my wife, Mary Ann.
Hi.
Thank you. It's a lucky day when I have a co-host like you.
I think
thank
so.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so, too. What do you think?
But thank you.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think Steve is on the phone, 260-6368.
Pardon me for holding him up. Steve, welcome to the food show.
Hey, how am I doing?
Let me check.
I don't know, do you want a pet bunny?
I'd love a pet bunny.
As a prize.
Fricasseed.
Oh, fricasseed? Come on. Oh.
Yeah. No, rabbits are not good pets. My wife had one when we first got married. It was her class bunny. She was a school teacher.
I remember when that stuff got started. Okay, go ahead. There was a little bunny out on the Coolwater Ranch lawn the other day. It was not a little bunny. It was a really big bunny. Anyway, yeah. What's up?
You were talking about bacon before, and she's got this friend of hers that is very innovative with gifts. And she sent my wife a box a few years ago for her birthday, and on the top, on a card, it said open in numerical order. And you open the box, and you just start taking out packages. And there were 25 packages. And the first 24 were things like bacon earrings, a blanket, you know, like a lap throw that was looked like a slab of bacon.
I hope it didn't smell like it, did it?
No. But okay, she did have a bacon-scented candle, bacon seasoning. She had 24 different things. I don't know where Linda went to find these things, but the first 24 things were bacon-oriented, and then the last thing was a really nice present. But it was just hilarious. She just kept opening these things. She goes, I'm starting to think there might be a theme here.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
But that was, my wife says she wants to go on an all-bacon diet.
All-bacon diet.
Yeah, all-bacon, all-the-time diet. Of course, she's kidding, but...
I'm
not.
Let's certainly hope so.
Well, you might get tired of it after about a month, huh?
I don't know.
you know what we need here? It occurs to me. What we need is some sort of competition between the various bacons available out there. What's your favorite bacon? What's your least favorite bacon? And things like that.
Well, I'm not that crazy about it, so...
Oh, you don't like it at all to begin
with? No.
I never eat bacon except on a buffet.
No, yeah. I eat, you know, when I get up in the morning, I fix my wife's breakfast before she goes to work. I cook her 3 pieces or 4 pieces of bacon. I eat one. You know, I'm just not, you know, it's good. You know, there's nothing wrong. I like bacon.
So what kind do you use?
Whatever she buys.
Okay. I think bacon should be thick, stiff, well done, and preferably pepper crusted.
I tell you what I do not like is turkey bacon.
Oh, well, that's not turkey. That's not bacon.
I know, but people get that because they think it's healthy.
Well, the California family, Jude, the one that Jude married into, they have turkey everything.
Yeah.
So one day we were there for, I think it might have been Thanksgiving, and there was a pile of bacon on the table, and I took a piece of it, and I thought to myself, I'm telling you what, they're getting really good at faking people out with bacon. And the sister actually mentioned something about bacon and how she hadn't had it in a while. And I said, this tastes like real bacon. And she said, it is real bacon. And I went, what? I couldn't believe they had real bacon on the table. But we definitely polished that off.
Well, you know, I'm turkeys is one of those things that I am not crazy. I'd rather have chicken than turkey.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I would rather have turkey as turkey and not disguised as something else.
Well, I totally agree with that. But I'm just saying, if you're going to cook a chicken or you're going to cook a turkey, I'd rather eat chicken. I like chicken better than turkey. you know, and we've gotten too much to, you know, turkey's gotten to be every day. It was great when it used to be for a special occasion, but we eat too much turkey now. I don't. Me and my wife don't.
That can come
but
and
I'm
get
saying,
you.
Yeah, but people eat too much turkey.
All right. Noted.
So, all right.
Thank
you,
Steve. You're a nugget
call.
Of wisdom for the day. Thank you. 260-6368 is the number. We have to eat a lot tomorrow.
We're
eating lunch and dinner tomorrow. So does anyone have a suggestion about where we should go to do that? Because I would like to know if anyone has been to the following places.
All right. I'll take them down.
Sophie or Sophia.
Sophia. This is something new in the Warehouse District on Julia, I think.
It is on Julia, yes.
Uh-huh.
I can't pronounce it to save my life. I want to say Zhang Sheng, but it's the dim sum place that's at the edge of the quarter on, is it Decatur?
Decatur.
Anyway,
where
Italian Barrel is, it's right next door. Whatever that street is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how to say it, but I know it's a hot new place, and I would like to know, if you've been there, what do you think? Jewel of the South.
Jewel of the South.
Jewel of the South looks like the kind of place that you would love and I would watch.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
Because it looks ultra gourmet. And there's a place behind Mandina's called Full Blast, but I don't know that that's open in the evening. Zazu.
Anybody been to Zazu?
Yes.
Yeah, you have?
These are places.
Did you go to Zazu?
No, I didn't go to Zazu. In consideration, so if anyone has been there, I would like your report on those. 260-6368. I just got a text from someone saying Wright Bacon is the right bacon.
Wright Bacon?
W-R-I-G-H-T.
We must find out why. While we're waiting for that report, shall we take a break? We need to take one anyway.
Steven, right?
Steven?
There's Steven, Steven.
Yeah, it was Steven, now it's Steven. There,
yes,
you're
it's
two
almost
callers.
Like
you're two normal callers, yes.
Yes, Steven.
I went to the TikTok today. Of course, you know, they've done a major renovation. So I stopped by there today. I was going to go to Chef Ron's, but he's not open yet. He's doing a major renovation, too, and he's been closed for about 3 weeks. So hopefully this renovation is wonderful. You know,
yeah, it looks good.
Barely, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and, he must be doing that's somebody who must be doing really, really well, starting out in the very most minimal way, just a little shack by the interstate that you can barely see, serving gumbo, and obviously the gumbo is really good.
Yeah, the gumbo is really good.
Popular. Every time you go there, it's 20 people
In the very beginning, I used to go there almost every day because he had turkey sandwiches that he made the turkey fresh, you know, fresh roasted.
Steven? He said too many people are eating too much turkey.
Well, I heard that, so that's why I wanted to put this. So then after a few months, he didn't sell enough turkey. So I don't know. I mean, would
make turkey gumbo.
Cooked the turkey anyway and use it as stock.
Yeah.
You know, part of it is stock or boil, you know. So anyway,
gumbo.
But he stopped doing turkey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows the difference between turkey stock and chicken stock?
I can.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a challenge to be had. I mean,
there's a certain flavor there. Though.
We're going to put Tom to the test.
Yeah, I'm going to boil off a turkey and then cook chicken to make chicken stock and bring it into him and see if he can tell the difference.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Challenge.
Okay, we're going to do it. We're definitely going to do it. I'll do it next week. What else is going on, Steven?
That's about it.
That'll do you for now? Okay.
That'll do me for now. So we'll see you, George and Gracie.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. 260-6368 is the number. Looking for anyone to tell me where we should go tomorrow. For lunch and or dinner. And please tell me how to say that Chinese place name, the dim sum place. I don't know. Anyway, we have to take a break, right? Sounds like it. The music is telling us that.
I don't know. We'll dig into this a little bit and see what we can figure out, both for dinner tonight and for the answer to that question about this Chinese noodle joint that is what it is.
It has smitten the city.
Yeah.
Because it's serving dim sum.
In Decatur Street at the corner of Barracks is I'm pretty sure where it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will come back. But first, please, this. Welcome back. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Marianne is here with us. Marianne is my wife. Boy, that sounded sultry. Just a nice little ring to it.
How are you?
Here, have some.
Bacon wrapped in sugar.
We're still working on the bacon, huh?
No, I was just texting someone about bacon who said right bacon is the right bacon.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried it?
Probably somewhere. You know what I do when I go buy bacon, which is extremely rare, but I go for whoever's got the 2 for something.
Two for a BOGO.
Uh-huh. Bacon's gotten really expensive.
Yeah, it comes and goes, I find. There's the part where it's coming is the part where they're doing the, not the smoking, but the, what's that other thing that they do?
Curing.
Thank you very much. And then sugar, strangely enough. It's smoke and sugar.
Salt.
And seasonings.
Yeah.
And that's what goes into a good bacon, if you ask me. Of course, you can overload everything, and you might like that, too. But who can say?
True. I have no idea. 260-6368. Okay, Doug told me how to say it.
Yeah?
Zhan Shan. That's not it, is it,
Zhan
Doug?
Zhan
Shan.
Shan?
Zhan Shan.
Not really. Okay. Let's go through this very, very simply, and we'll get it all done here with our language lesson for today.
Okay.
It's Dion.
Dion. Oh, that's simple. I'm making it much harder. Dion.
Yes. Dion. Now, do an SH and sort of hum now. Say, Jin.
Okay. Dion Jin.
Jin.
Ah.
Dion Jin.
Now, is that so hard?
I'm trainable. I am. Dion Jin. Anybody been to Dion Jin lately? Because that is the hot new dim sum place.
That's what I keep hearing, and I did go over there, but I wound up just drinking a beer. No, wait a minute. Somebody told me that.
I have no idea what that means. I can't even decipher that, and I don't want to even try. 260-6368. Also,
wonderful.
Zazu is one I'm interested in hearing about. Sophia.
Yeah, someone I have gone to Zazu. It's
Zazu, yeah.
Zazu.
Yeah.
I've been there now 4, might be 5 times. I've yet to get a table. That's my fault, not theirs. Most of the time I forgot to do a reservation. But I am really impressed by what they have put out there, and it's a really small restaurant, and that's a tough deal to negotiate. Little restaurants, you really have to put a lot of work into them.
Yeah.
But the chef over there, she's as sharp as it could possibly be. So I'm looking forward to a really wonderful dinner out of that place, but I haven't been
there. I want to hear about Sophia.
Yeah, tell me, what do you know?
We were talking to Duke the other night, and he said he really likes it, so good enough for me. And I looked at the website for Jewel of the South, which looks ultra gourmet. So if anyone's been there, I might that'd be one of those places where I go and watch.
And what did you see?
Watch you eat.
Oh, watch me eat?
Yeah.
What a boring evening that would be.
Yeah.
This is the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about the food scene around our city, which has been called, once again, the best eating city in America. How can you turn that away?
So we forgot to talk about what we did on Saturday night.
What did we do on Saturday night? I clean forgot about it.
Because we had plans to go to Del Porto with some friends.
Yep.
And then they asked if we could just come over, and she cooked meatballs and spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And charred broccoli rabe, although she doesn't really like it all that charred. So it was semi-charred broccoli rabe. Actually, it wasn't charred at all. But anyway, it was really good.
Yeah, and the meatballs were not good for meatballs. They were just plain good. And
well, she's a good cook.
Yeah, well, obviously so.
Yeah, she's a really good cook. Her mom was a really good cook, and
good
she's
sauce,
a really good cook.
And let's see, there was something else that we had in there. But
it
was
had
a
some
lovely
kind of cranberry pound cake with vanilla ice cream.
I missed that some
you,
kind
no,
of
No, you had that with them.
All right. Well, just take your word for it. But we, but that was, it was a lovely evening.
And it was a nice evening.
Good
old
friends. It has to be said that we are good friends of those people for quite a long time.
For 25 years.
Going back to when our little kids were
little kids. They were little kids, yeah.
And that's how it was. But here we are occasionally running into those folks who we were constantly in the schools with, and we haven't seen them in a long time, and it's such a funny thing in a way. And then you realize, gosh, this is wonderful. All
the
of these
kids are not kids anymore.
Well, yeah, they're long gone. Ours are too.
Yes.
So what? But
that
know,
happens.
It happens, and most of the time, well, I wouldn't say most of all. Well, so I don't know what to say about this, but
yeah.
When it comes down to how good we were at it, I give myself an A.
Good.
I give you a plus.
Thank you. 260-6368. That's 260-MENU. Well, I guess we're on our own for finding a place to eat tomorrow. I mean, it's not like we can't handle it or anything, but I was just kind of curious to see what other people thought about these places because they're hot new places.
Oh, so we're going back to all these other ones that we were thinking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not new.
Michael is on the phone.
Michael, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello to you.
Couple of things. Mama Thai.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, according to Gambit, Pani, who is a.k.a. Mama, is affiliated with the restaurant. But they say that Diana and her husband have a different project in the works. So I don't know if Diana Chauvin is actually involved with this endeavor.
But Mama is?
Mama is affiliated with that.
I didn't think they'd stay out too long because she had a couple of babies, and she got married and had a couple of babies, and then
Jay stopped working, you know, doing the weather thing, and he was working over at Latai. Mm-hmm. And he made a brief reappearance on a different channel. I saw him on the weekends recently, so I don't know what's up with that, but I guess maybe they're planning on a new restaurant or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've had restaurants bouncing around for years now, so
biscuits were being discussed earlier.
Yes, but nobody talked about it, so thank you, Michael.
Well, I've made the recipe you have on your site many times. But there's something that is very popular now with making biscuits. You suggest using softened butter. Is that
softened
correct on
butter,
your recipe?
Yeah, as opposed to rock
cold
hard
butter.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just easier to work with. Doing, I don't think it makes a difference.
What they're doing now, and they say that it works really well, is you freeze a stick of butter and then you grate it.
Yes, that's what we did.
This really cold butter into the dish.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. What do we? You know, we did that. We did that. Mary Lee taught me how to do that when we were making the strawberry shortcake.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it does work. It does work very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one final thing: there was a guy on last week talking about short ribs at lunch.
Yes.
And he was complaining. He was complaining that he liked his recipe, but he just felt that the ribs were under seasoned. And I started doing this with steaks and chops about a couple of years ago, and I'm telling you, it works incredibly well. It's basically dry brining, and you put the salt on the meat, and you put it on a cookie sheet or something, you put it back in the refrigerator, and you let it just sit there for as long as you want to. And I'm telling you, now, you know, with the brining that you've always recommended for poultry and things like that, it doesn't really salt the meat, it just moistens the meat. But when you do this dry brine, it penetrates the meat. I mean, the salt goes. I don't know how. I don't know the chemistry behind it, but it will be the best salted piece of meat that you've ever tasted. And that's a big negative in restaurants with steaks and chops. They never seem to be sufficiently salted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they're too salted.
Well, one or the other. But this really works well. And you can leave it in there a couple of hours, 3 hours, whatever, and then take it out about an hour before you're going to cook it. Let it kind of warm up to room temperature, and it really, really works well. I don't know why it hasn't gained more popularity, but it really is a very good way of seasoning, you know, thick cuts of meat or chops or whatever. So give it a try. I think you'll like the success. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
Bye. Thanks. See you. Bye. Does New Orleans casual food very well?
Yes.
Extremely credibly. And there are a lot of places down there in the quarter, and I've said this before on the air, there's a lot of places in the quarter where a person who is from Peoria can walk into pretty much, I won't say any place, because there are some places where you could miss, but for the most part, you could walk in and get a pretty great meal at a lot of different places. All of these restaurants, some more than others, this would certainly be one. Mr. Ed's is another one where you can just, and the Creole cuisine people have what, you know, like probably a dozen of these places on the corner, and they're serving things like mini muffalata sliders. I mean, these are regional dishes, or specifically New Orleans dishes, that are well done in a way that the person from Peoria can just walk into some abstract place and say, you know, I don't know anything about this place, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a try. And they hit a home run. And I think that's...
Have you been there?
Where?
To the place you're talking about, like the Middle East? The Mid-East.
New Orleans hamburger and seafood?
In Iowa.
No, not in Peoria, no.
Well, Peoria,
I mean, maybe I have been to Peoria. I don't know.
Let's just say that the food is not their big thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if they come to New Orleans, I mean, I guess even a not very good restaurant would be better than what they're used to. But in this case, all of these restaurants actually represent the cuisine, you know, 8 out of 10, you know, 80%, I would say, and some of them higher than that, which is great, I think, for tourists who are coming here. I mean, sometimes you can go to a restaurant in a place that's very famous and go to a tourist place, and it's touristy. These are restaurants that are doing, you know, pretty good.
Are you saying that visitors here ought to go to some of the national chains just because they're more comfortable with them, or am I mistaken?
I was just about to say, what in the world gave you that impression?
You were talking
how
about
out of what I just
Peoria,
said,
and
you
then
got
the,
what you
and
got.
Now it's time for the food of Peoria.
I find that often, and I'm thinking, is that just a function of being married, where I say something and somewhere in the air between leaving my mouth and hitting your ear, it becomes something? What is that? What is that game where you you start whispering things, you know, you tell someone a secret. This is like popular in you know, kid world. So you tell a secret and then you whisper it to about 30 people in a circle. And then the last person announces whatever it is. And it's completely different from what the person who started it was.
That's called telephone.
What is it?
Telephone.
Telephone.
Yeah, that's a game called telephone. Incidentally, here the saying goes this way: what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in New Orleans goes home with you.
Is that right? Is there really a saying like that?
Yes, I've seen it.
There really is a saying like that, Doug. Yeah. Are you just talking to us, or are you on the air? I can't tell.
I'm on the air with you now.
Okay. No, I've never heard that. But then that's not something I would pay attention to. I mean, I don't know why, but anyway. I'm just babbling now. I would say the phone number, but we don't need it because we're just about done.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it again. And
God willing.
in many different ways. And go eat something good. And if you didn't do it for lunch, do it again.
I think we're on our own to find someplace good to eat tomorrow.
I think you're about right, yeah.
See you tomorrow, folks.
Thank you, Marianne. It wouldn't be the world without it. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.